Timothy tonight. If you got a Bible, I'll say a few things from this chapter, 2 Timothy, if you look with me there, and verse number 19, 2 Timothy, verse number 19. I'll read a verse here and say a few things that's on my mind, heart. It's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, where the writer said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I'll read verse 20. What a great verse is here. "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified meat for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." I won't preach tonight from this scripture here and talk to you about a foundation. Foundation. The Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure. I only know one thing we can build on tonight, and that's the truth. Jesus is the truth. The Word's the truth. We don't have a foundation apart from that. If you don't have the truth in you, then the truth's never made you free. Then you don't have a foundation. The foundation of God stands sure. What's that? The truth. Thank God, the Word, the truth. It stands sure tonight. We don't have to wonder. Thank God, we don't have to guess. We don't have to say without any doubt. We can say that the foundation of God stands sure. And having this seal. Thank God, what's the seal on the foundation of God? The seal on the foundation of God, friend, is sealed by the blood of the Lamb. And we're sealed by the blood of the Lamb. A lot of buildings, when they're made, thank God, you got to have a foundation for a house. You got to have a foundation for a building. You got to have a foundation. If you don't have a foundation, it said in Matthew 7, he likened unto a man that hear the word, obey it. It's like a man that builds his house upon a rock. Amen. Now listen, hey God, in that scripture there, it says something about us. He said, "A man likened unto hear the word of God and do it. He likened unto a man that built his house upon a rock. But a man that hears the word and don't do it, he said, it's like building on sand. And so I'd rather be built on the rock than sand." Amen. You couldn't even get an inspection pass unless you're built on the rock. Amen. It's got to be a solid foundation, a sure foundation. And I believe this tonight. I believe that a foundation is the key to all things that's holding us up. What is that? 1 Corinthians 3, the foundation is Christ. There's no other foundation but what's been laid in Jesus Christ. He laid down His own life that we could have life. Thank God, the Bible said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And so we know tonight that Christ laid down His own life that we could have the foundation of God in salvation. And through and by Him, we are, thank God, on that foundation. We're lively stones built in that foundation. We ought to give praise unto God with our lips and praise unto our God for what He had done. Amen. The Bible said, "Praise the Lord." Thank God, we ought to praise Him for the foundation that we have. You can't build something off error. Thank God, I believe Timothy is saying this. He is saying the foundation has been laid. Thank God, the foundation of truth. If a man don't have the foundation of truth, then he don't have a true foundation. There's a lot of things that preached, a lot of things that taught. Thank God, that's not a true foundation. And a man's got to have the foundation of God. He's got to be built on the foundation of God. It has the seal of God upon it. It's the seal of His ownership. It's the seal of His power. It's the seal of His blood. Thank God, this foundation of God has the seal. And the Bible said, "The Lord knoweth them that are His." Thank God, the foundation that God set up in His own Son was a foundation before the world began. Thank God, in time was built. Thank God, in the Son of God that came in flesh. Everything God done, thank God, was set up. It was the plan of God. Everything God does is the plan of God. Amen. God don't have no plans that don't work. Amen. God always does what's right. And He uses His Son to do it. And His Son's the preeminent one. In Him we have all things. Thank God, friend, tonight it's not built on me. And it's not built on you. It's built on Him. It's built on the God of heaven. Thank God, through the Son. And the Son of God's laid it. It can't be nothing else laid. He's already laid it. And through and by Him we have a foundation. Thank God it's laid tonight. Thank God for that, brother. Amen. That's why you can't get off the foundation if you ever built on it. Amen. He that heareth my word. Now he said this. He said when that man got that foundation in Luke, it said he dug deep. He dug deep to get that foundation laid. Amen. You know the God of heaven dug deep in your heart one day through the Spirit. Thank God through the preached word to get that foundation laid in you. Amen. He's got to get down in your heart. Amen. That foundation's got to be laid in your heart. If it's not laid in your heart, then it won't last. Amen. Brother, isn't it a blessing, thank God, to not know He laid it in you? Amen. Isn't it a blessing not to know, thank God, God done the work in you and laid the foundation? Amen. You say, preacher, is it standing? It's still standing. Amen. It always will stand if it's built in Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. No other, all other ground seeking sand. There's no other ground you can build on but Him. Thank God there's no other you can lay upon but Him. Amen. Cast all your care upon Him, for He care for you. Amen. Lay it upon Him, friend. Thank God He's the foundation that I'm built on. He's the foundation for the church. Thank God the church is built on the foundation. That's the pillar and ground of truth. Thank God the truth of God lives in us. Amen. You say, preacher, how you know you got the truth? Well, I've been made free by it. Amen. The truth will make a man free. I've been saved. Sanctified by the truth. And the word is truth. And by the truth, friend. Thank God that's why the Lord knows him or his. He knows who his own is. And he don't have to wonder who he is, who they are. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Amen. Amen. You know, there's something about the people of God. You know what it is? The Lord. That's right. That's what the difference is. Amen. The foundation of God. He said, He knows them or His. And He said this, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now what He's saying there is, when you're built on the foundation of truth, then it'll purge you from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. It's an act of God in your heart. It don't mean that you're not going to ever sin again, but it does mean this. It means because of who we're built on, thank God we can't get away from it. Amen. And the holiness of God lives in us. And the Spirit of God works in us. And the power of God works through us. Thank God to purge us. Thank God we get in a mess sometimes. But God's faithful. Amen. God's a faithful God. Thank God to deliver us from sin. He delivers us from them ways of man's flesh. Thank God that would dictate control and end up, my friend, thank God, taking us away from the ways of God. Amen. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Was Peter His? Oh, sure he was. Thank God he was a called apostle. Thank God. May he be the spokesman of the group. Amen. With the transfiguration with him. Thank God, my friend, laid in the garden with him. Amen. This man was His. But he denied that one time. He said, I know not the man, but it didn't take him off the foundation. Amen. It didn't take him off. And God, Jesus looked at him and he wept bitterly because he denied the Lord three times. He was still on the foundation. And can I tell you this tonight? If you're on the foundation, you never will get off the foundation. I tell you, you might deny him with your life. You might even deny him with your lips, but you can't get off the foundation because that same God that saved you is going to deal with you and bring you where you need to be. I'm telling you, brother, the whole world can deny that. But God knows him and his. And them that are his, he'll keep, he'll deal with, and he'll end up getting glory out of them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What about that? The Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows them that are his. In fact, in John 17, he said he hadn't lost a one of them. Beside the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. Not one he ever lost. He knows where you're at tonight. You can run to the end of this country, friend. He knows where you're at. Amen. He knows where you're at. He knows where you're at in your heart. He knows where you're at with your life. He knows where you're at. Boy, I'm glad He's interested in me tonight. Thank God, if I'd have been God, I'd have thrown me away years ago. I'd have said away with Him. I don't want Him. But God's not like that. He's a covenant God. Amen. And He's a God of covenant blood. Through His own Son, He bought me one day and put me on the foundation of God, and He saved me by grace, and He keeps me by His power, and thank God He'll keep me till I leave here. Thank God I got an earnest down payment tonight. Thank God that what He purchased, He's coming back after. Amen. I tell you, He ain't going to give it up, friend. He ain't going to sell it to somebody else. Thank God He ain't going to give it away. Thank God it's already done. Amen. I'm just waiting for Him to come get the purchase possession, because I'm on the foundation of God. I'm telling you, grace tonight's a great word to me, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be there tonight. And you wouldn't either, but the grace of God, He reached down where you was at and got you out of sin and put you on the foundation of God. And without God doing that, you'd still be in the pit of miry clay of sin. But thank God tonight, you might be a little dirty. Thank God tonight, you might not be as clean as you ought to be. But if you're on the foundation, thank God that's where it's at. Amen. That's right. He can clean you up too. Amen. 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 No, it matters where you're at. Can I get this across tonight? Your position is where the power is at. That's where it's at. If you see what you have in Christ as a position on the foundation of God, the access to the throne of grace. Amen. What a blessing. Amen, buddy. I'm just talking about you tonight. That you know right now, if you're a child of God, you can pray and go right into where the God of heaven is. Through the Son. Amen. The foundation that we stand on tonight is sure, brother. Amen. I'm as saved tonight as I ever will be in the eyes of God. Then He's justified, He also glorified. But I'm not there yet. But I do know one thing. Thank God I'm going to be there one day. Amen. And I hope you'll be there too. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, I ain't the one that's calling people up. He is. Amen. If you're not called, thank God, by the Spirit of God to salvation, I trust the Holy Ghost to work on you and bring you in. But if you've been brought in, you're going to be brought up. Amen. Before you're brought up, you've got to be brought in. If you never have been brought in, you never will be brought up. But being brought up, thank God, one day is because you've been brought in. And the grace of God's in you tonight. And the Holy Ghost lives in you. He sealed you to the day of redemption. Thank God the seal's set. He's put His signet on it. Thank God it can't be broke. It's been stamped by the Holy Ghost. And buddy, what Jesus said of the Holy Ghost keeps. Amen. That's right. Thank God it don't matter. It's all Him, I'm telling you. The foundation of God stands sure. Amen. As sure as good. Count it. What can you count in today? Amen. You don't have no absolutes but that. You better. Here's what you need to see. What kind of absolutes you got? Well, I got the Word. That's the only absolute I can go by. Not what I say. I can't say that's absolute. I can't say what possessions I have is absolute. Amen. But I can say what He says is absolute. Amen. Everybody's fighting and warring over all these things. It's not absolutes. This is absolute. The foundation of God standing sure, having this seal. What seal? The holy power of God. Amen. I've been kept by the power of God under the day I'll be revealed in heaven. Amen. Thank God when God takes us home, it's all a trophy of the grace of God. What God did in you and through you, it's all grace. Amen. God's going to do it. Thank God. He might beat me half to death. He might have to take me a little early sometime. Hey, I don't know, brother. I'm telling you, if you get rebellious, He could. But I'll tell you one thing. Praise God. When you get home, amen, He's already done the work. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, there'll be vessels there unto honor. Can I say that? I know in this day and time there are vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor, but there'll be vessels of honor. Why? Because the mercy of God was upon them, and the mercy of God's what brought them. Thank God to where they're at. God had mercy on me. If God didn't have mercy on me, I'd be in hell. But God had mercy on me, and God me out of sin. Thank God He brought me a family of God. And He's a forgiving God. Amen. He forgave you a bunch of junk. He forgave me a bunch of foolishness. He gave me a bunch of sin, foolishness, ungodliness, filthiness, wretchedness, wickedness, corruption. Amen. The heart deceitful is above all things, desperate and wicked. Who can know it? It's deceitful. A.W. Pink said this. I never had thought about it. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things. He said, would that even be the serpent? I mean, he made that question. I don't know about that, but I do know one thing. The heart is deceitful above all things. Your heart's deceitful. It's deceitful, friend. It'll mislead you. Amen. That's why I thank God He done it for you. He come in you, thank God, in purity and holiness and love and the mercies of God and brought you out. Thank God and brought you in. He done it all. When you bowed into submission to the Christ of glory and you come to Him as you were, you didn't doctor yourself up. You said, woe is me, I'm a sinner. I'm a man of unclean lips. Thank God and He cleansed you within. I put a new song in your heart. I changed your whole direction in life and gave you hope in God. I'm telling you, that's amazing, friend, that God Almighty can do that in a man. Amen. Thank God, what about that? Thank God. It's a blessing, ain't it? I mean, you think about God coming into somebody and doing that automatically, instantly. Salvation's instant. It's not progressive. Well, I look back and I see God took me from here to there. But I can't preach that. I don't coach people to salvation. I preach people to salvation. Amen. Praise God. If you got saved, it was immediate. Thank God, like Peter when he was singing, Lord, save me. He reached out his hand right then. Praise God. He didn't tell him to take three more steps. He couldn't. He was drowning. Amen. God help. You know what you got to do? You got to get in Abel. You can't do it. That's what's wrong with us now. We're too able. We need to be enabled. When He enables you, thank God He can do it. He's got to get you to where you just is lost and undone and unable to do anything. Praise God, but to cling on to Him. Amen. That's right. You know, the day you got saved because you knew you had to be saved. And brother, He saved you because, thank God, you desired Him to be saved. Thank God. And you knew you had to be and you knew you needed to be. Amen. That's right. He said, how'd you get saved? Got saved. Now, how? He saved me. I don't know no other way. Do you? He's the Savior and I'm the sinner. Foundation of God standing sure. Where are you standing tonight? Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I've wobbled on it much. I mean, I've wobbled on that foundation. I've been hit by the devil head on it. Amen. But you know what? The foundation that never shook. It's standing sure. Amen. That's right. Brother, I'm glad He's holding me up. I'm not holding Him up. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that He's holding me. I'm not holding Him. Amen. He said, my Father, which is greater than me, hath me in His hand. No man's able to pluck Him out. Amen. No man can come out of the hand of God. That one old boy said one time, I remember I was preaching, young preacher, he was in a preacher's meeting. I like what he said. He come to church one time. He said, I don't know what the world record long jump is, but I know a man ain't never jumped out of the hand of God. That's right, ain't it? Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. I saw people jump, hadn't you? I mean, I like to see them jump. I mean, people run, jump. I don't know what long jump record is. I don't know what the record is, but I tell you what, ain't nobody got legs enough to jump out of the hand of God. Amen. They ain't never got in if they never wanted to jump out. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I got in to get in. Amen. Thank God them jailers over there, praise God, them three Hebrew boys, when they got thrown the first, amen, they said, we got to go in. Amen. They got thrown in. Amen. When they got in there, He's in there. Amen. Out there, when you get in the fire, He'll be in there before you got in it. Amen. He ain't got my friggin', I tell you this tonight. Hey, God, if you ever go through a fiery trial, realize one thing, He's already in it. Amen. Yeah. That's right. The only thing holding you up is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'd falter and flounder and if it wasn't for Him. You don't have a hope without Him. Amen. Cling to Him. Lay in with Him. There's no greater foundation. There's no other foundation. No other one. Amen. What you built on tonight? Sand? Sand of the world? Old Mike Moody preached around here one time a long time ago. I remember him never preached. He preached on a message. Some sand that won't stand. What he preached on. Amen. I've heard preachers preach on sand castles, castles in the sand. But you know what? That's the truth. Them old houses down there on the beach, and some of them don't have no foundation. The wind blow them off of them stilts and blow them over in no time.
Amen, buddy. Do you know the same winds that blew on the house with the rock and blew on the same winds that blew on the house with the sand? And everybody's going to go through common things. It's who you built on. You hear people say this sometime. They say, I don't know how people make it without the Lord. I don't neither, but I would answer them, well, God's just commonly graceful to them. That's right. Now, buddy, we know something about pulling into it and getting it when we need it. And we do need it. There's grace for every need. Isn't that right, Brother Keith? He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. In the time of weakness, when I'm thinking, thank God I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Oh, isn't that amazing, man? We won't be strong. God's got to weaken us to use grace in our life. That's what Paul said. He said, man, I've got a thorn in the flesh. And he said, I prayed 3 times, God, take it from me. He said, I ain't going to take it from you. I'm going to give you grace to bear it. Amen, brother. God said, I'm going to weaken that man. We think we're big preachers. We think we're big Christians. God said, no, that big is the one that's weaker that I can live through him. And the power of God in the ecstasy of my power live in them and through them, that's what's a living. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's when he said, my grace is sufficient. He said, it is. Amen. My grace is. You know what? God gives you grace when you need it. That's when you get it. I've watched people in this church been through hardships, and God give them grace when they just need it. You know, and I mean, you think, Lord, what can I do to help them? Lord, what can I say to help them? And he says to me, I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them. You just pray, I'm going to help them. Amen. He lifts you up off that place of hardships and difficult times in life. And he gives grace at that time. When you look back, you say, under God, I couldn't never made it without it. That's right. That's right. You couldn't have made it without it. You know why? Foundation. We stand on the foundation of God. Stand sure. It never will falter. Never will crack. Praise God. I'll be standing. Amen. It'll stand forever. Praise God. Amen. I want to say to Timothy, the foundation of God standing sure, having this seal. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me.